the same.
I can't say it enough, but I love to hear you sing.
我不知道说话说得够多没有，我实在是很高兴听你们的唱诗。Even without the piano.
Even without the piano.
甚至在没有钢琴的时候。
It just helps me to think that that's what heaven's going to be like.
这使我联想到就是天堂里面就是这样子。
When God takes every tongue and every nation and brings us together to rejoice and to praise Him.
神把所有全世界的所有的不同的方言、不同的这些基督徒，大家一起在天上来赞美主。
I have been praying that during all of this rain that we've prayed for, that you are doing well and not finding yourself in any danger.
我们在祷告，我们不知道为了我们要求这个加州下雨要祷告多少年了，终于雨水来了。但是我现在问你们，你们每一位的家庭都因为没有水得到什么灾害吧？
Someone called me the other day and said, if you prayed for all this rain, it's time for you to stop praying.
他说，你们如果为了下雨向上帝祷告了多久多久？现在你们可以停止为雨祷告了。
My response was, I can't do that. God's in control.
那我的回答就是说，我没有办法做什么，因为神是掌管一切。
So I say to you, enjoy the rain and count your blessings.
啊，我告诉你，不管怎么样子，希望你们好好的享受这雨，要好好的要数算你的恩典。
I was talking to Brother Ron and Sister Linda earlier this week and found out that on the same day that Linda was having her eye surgery, my wife was having her eye surgery as well.
我这个礼拜跟这个庄弟兄和 Linda 姐妹在讲话中间发现，哦，原来 Linda 在这个礼拜眼睛开刀动手术，然后跟牧师娘 Pastor J 的牧师娘一天在动手术，也是开同样的白内障。
My wife said to me this morning, I can see better, I can even see you.
我的牧师娘跟我说，我现在眼睛看得好，我现在可以看到你了。
So God is good all the time, no matter what we go through, He is good.
神是那么的好，不管我们经过什么事情，神是永远的那么好。
Well, this morning I want to talk about a subject that we celebrated a few days ago called Valentine's Day.
因为我们要讲到今天的题目，就是几天以前我们在美国过情人节。
On many corners and all over the city were little tents.Where they had balloons and little animals and so forth that had the words on it, I love you.
所以在这个整个城市里面，你可以在每一个角落里面都看到，不管是气球啊放出来的，不管是那些动物，就像他们说，我爱你。
But from the very beginning of time, God has written in His book, the Bible, His love for us.
在整个创世以来，神在我他的。自己的书上写着说，神爱我们。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I'm sure if I did this morning, that all of you or most of you would say that you have invited Jesus to come into your life because you love Him.
我没有要叫你们哪几位举手，但是我晓得我们在中间很多很多人都知道，都曾经邀请神到他的心中。
But the story of God's love for us to forgive us of our sins is just part of the story.
这个不要忘记，神爱我们和神赦免我们的罪，只是一个整个故事中间的一部分。
I have been thinking about this for some time. Go ahead.
我为了这个事情想了一些时候。
Do we fully understand the impact of God's love?
我们 是不是完完全全了解神的爱对我们整个的影响？
Let me remind you of a few of God's words that tells us how much He loves us.
让我提又借这个机会用神的话来提醒我们大家神是如何的爱我们。
For this is how God loved the world.
这就告诉我们神爱这个整个的世人。
He gave His one and only Son.
他将他唯一的独生爱子给我们。
So that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
每一个人凡是信他的就不至灭亡反得永生。
Another verse in Scripture tells us, but anyone who does not love does not know God. God is love.
在另外一处圣经说，任何人不知道神就不知道爱。但是我们这里告诉我们的神是爱。
Another verse reminds us that we know how much God loves us, and we have to put our trust in His love.
另外一处圣经说，我们知道神怎么的多多的爱我们，所以我们要完完全全的相信神。
I'm going to ask that you turn in your Bibles, if you have them with you, to Ephesians, the third chapter. And I'm going to ask that Brother Ron lead you in the reading of verses 16 through 19.
现在我们请你们有圣经的打开你们的圣经以弗所书第三章我们请我们一起开始念以弗所之书以弗所书第三章十六节念完十九节我们找到了没有这个你们这个找到的人请手举一举我们从十六节念到十九节以弗所书第三章十六节我们开始念一二三
求他按着他丰富的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深并知道这爱是过人所测度的借着神一切充满的你们
I want to draw your attention to two things that I see in these verses, and then we're going to develop that a little further.
所以我开始把你们把我们的注意力集中在这些经文上，然后我们再来慢慢的从里面去推广。
It says, when Christ makes His home in our hearts, and we have trusted Him, your roots will go deep down in His love.
所以说神。把他的儿子来进到我们心上以后我们就把他的爱就是他深深的深植在我们心中
It says that you will grow strong as a result
所以你们就会在里面
Let me tell you a little
能够生长得更坚强
Let me tell you a little story to help you maybe understand what it means to be rooted in roots that grow deep in the ground and make you strong
让我给你一个例子这个可以了解爱心是有根有基的在我们心里面
A number of years ago a man who understood a lot about trees was going to help me learn some lessons
多少年前有一个人知道这个植物的生根的这个他帮助我了解这个根
He took me up into the Sierra Mountains
他带我到这个 Sierra 山上去
Where the big redwood trees grow.
那里有红木在里长，多少红木长在里面。
As we stood around those big redwood trees, we saw that they were tall and huge.
我们看见那红木，你们大家都知道，那红木都是那么的高，那么的粗壮。
But every once in a while, we would see one of those tall, huge redwoods laying on the ground because it had blown over in the storm.
但是。你在里面说偶尔你会发现一个又粗又大的红木就倒在地上。
He said to me that God created those redwood trees with what they call surface roots.
他说 神创造这个红木，他是把它根就是在这个土地的表层长。
They grow close to the top of the ground.
他们都是在这个土地的表面不深的在那里生长出来。
If you've been up in the mountains, you notice that redwood trees are generally clumped together. There's a lot of them that surrounds each other.
你们了解吗？到那个山上去看到所有的红木，他们都是长成一堆，彼此在一起。
And so when the rains and the storms come, because they are clustered together, their roots have intertwined into each other.
所以虽然它是长在表面，但是当着雨、当着风来的时候，因为它的根长在一起，它们彼此错综复杂的交织起来。
So they find strength from each other.
因为它们错综复杂的根在一起，虽然是表面，所以它们就找到那个有这个可以坚固在那个土里面。
In the same way, brothers and sisters, that's why we come to church or Sunday school or Bible study.
所以我们到教会来，我们到主日学，我们到这个查经班，到这一切的时候。
When we are with other Christians, we find strength through the storms of life and the circumstances that come our way.
我们跟其他弟兄在一起，当然我们。在生命里面碰到生命里面暴风雨的时候，我们跟弟兄姐妹联合在一起。
We're able to pray for one another. We're able to encourage one another.
我们彼此祷告，我们彼此鼓励。
And so as a result, we find strength and we are able to stand strong.
结果就是说，我们彼此就在这个世界上，经过这一切暴风雨的时候，我们有力量在里站立起来。
But my friend then took me and showed me another tree as we came down from the mountainside.
然后我那位朋友从 Sierra, Sierra 山上下来的时候，我们看到另外一棵树。
It was an oak tree.
是 oak, 橡树是吧？橡树。
What we know about this type of tree is it's one of the strongest woods.
我们知道橡树它的树干树木是最强壮的树干。
It stands alone by itself in many places.
在各地它都是一棵一棵单独的生长在地上。
As a matter of fact, all over Sacramento are many of these types of trees.
在 Sacramento 的附近多少多少这个橡树。
My friend said the difference between that the oak tree and the redwood tree is that the oak tree has a tap root.
这个橡树跟这个红木不同，是说这个橡树的是有一种 tap root. What is tap root?
It's a root that bores itself deep into the ground to find the nutrients of the ground.
Tap root 就是说它这个它的根一直长得深深的，在这里可以碰到水，可以碰到那个营养。
It can stand alone in the storms.
它可以一棵树在这个大风暴雨来的时候，它可以坚强地站立在那里，因为它生根。
And that's what Paul is saying to us in this verse. He wants us to be like that tree, a strong tree that bores our life deep into the Word of God, so we will stand strong when the storm comes.
神这个圣经上告诉我，他不，所以神说叫我们说都要像橡树那样有那么。在主里面扎往底下向下扎根那么深的时候，我们有暴风雨来说，我们也可以在单独的情况能够在主里面站立得住。
We've all been around Christians who have gone through circumstances of difficulty and they've stood strong during that time. It's because their taproot or their root is deep in the ground of the nourishment of God's word.
我们知道我们中间有很多弟兄姐妹。都在人生遭遇到很多暴风雨的时候，但是我们如果在主里真正像那个橡树那样向下扎根的话，我们在这些暴风雨那样，我们可以站立得住在主里面。
Now notice verse 18 of the passage that we just read.
我们记得在我们这个刚刚念到的以弗所书第三章十八节。
It says that we may have the power to understand all that God's people should know.
所以能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱。
How wide, how long, how high, how deep His love is.
是何等的长阔高深。
Brothers and sisters, I am not sure that we will ever fully understand all of God's love for us until we're in His very presence.
啊，弟兄姐姐妹，我想我们每一个人都知道，不能够，我们不能够完全了解神的答案是怎么样长阔高深。
But the remain.
除了当我们知道神的在我们中间存在。
But the remainder of my time, I want to tell you several things about God's love.
现在我往下面的时间，我会跟弟兄们分享一些其他的关于神的爱。
Let's get started.
那我们开始。
God is love.
神是爱。
The truth is not only that God loves.
这个真实的说，不，神不单单是爱。
It is God is love.
神自己就是爱。
Everything that God does for us is loving.
所有神对我们身上所做的就是神在爱我们。
You are never not loved by God.
你绝对不会任何时间不被神爱着。
Let's look at another thing about God's love.
让我们看看另外一个关于神的爱。
God loved you before you were even born.
神爱你，在你出生以前就爱了。
God's love is eternal.
神的爱是永远的。
He shaped you in His mother's womb.
他在你母腹中间把你做成。
You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God of love.
你是这么在神的爱里面，这么样子奇妙的造成了。
The Bible says that He ordained your days before you ever came to pass.
在神你出生之前，神已经预定好你的在世上每一个地。
You are loved from the beginning by an eternal God.
所以你当你开始有生命的时候，你就是被永远这一位神的爱着。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing.
这个是完全完全的不可思议。
Before you ever were born, God loved you.
在你没有出生之前，神就爱了你。
Now I've had 3 children and 9 grandchildren.
我有三个孩子，九个孙子。
Now I have been around during all the times of the preparation of their birth.
我在他们这些孩子孙子中间，每一个孩子孙子他们在出生以前，我都在他们的旁边。
When they were in their mother's womb, I could say, I love them.
当他们在他妈妈的肚子里的时候，我就跟他妈妈说，我爱这些孩子。
But that love was never like the love that I had for them after they were born.
但是我爱他们在他们在妈妈肚子里面不够，当我看到他们来到世界上的爱他，我爱他们更多。
We begin to see how wide, how high, how long is the depth of His love for us. He loved us before we were even born.
所以在我们未出生以前，神就爱我们，我们在就可以看到说他的爱是何等的长阔高深。
God even, let's move on to another one.
让我们再看另外一个神的爱。
God carved His love in stone.
而且神的爱是在用石头刻画出来的。
There's not a mother or father that doesn't want the best for their children.
没有一个父亲和母亲不希望把最好的给他的孩子。
And we set boundaries and rules for our children.
我们为了孩子的好处，给他们说，你一定要遵守这个，遵守一个界限，不可越过。
In the same manner, God set boundaries to keep His children safe.
所以同样的，神也把他的界限画在我们的心中。
The Christian life is about what not to do as well as what we should do.
所以我们基督徒是有一些事情我们是不能做，但是有一些事情我们是必须去做的。
God's laws and statutes are infused with His love for us.
神的律例都是在他的爱里面给我们的。
Every single commandment in the Bible is an expression of His love for us.
每一个条神的诫命都是表彰显出神的爱。
Another fact that I discover about God's love.
另外一个事实我发现神的爱是这样。
God's love never quits.
Never?
Never.
Never
quits.
Quits.
And it never stops.
神的爱是永远不会终止的。
God is eternal and God's love is eternal.
神是永远的神，神的爱也是永远的。
The Bible tells us that there's no beginning and no ending to God's love.
神的爱是没有开始也没有终止的。
The Bible says there's nothing that can separate us from God's love.
神说没有任何事情使我们跟神的爱隔绝。
Regardless of how unloving life circumstances may seem,
虽然很多在人生中间有不可爱的事情发生在我们中间。
God's children are continually enveloped by His love or enclosed by His love.
在这一切困境中间，我们神的。我们都是神的孩子，是都是被神的爱所包围着。
The reason that I get so blessed by just thinking of God's love，
这个使我能够知道说我怎么样子神这么祝福我们，就是因为我知道神怎么爱。
Because there is no circumstance, there is no sin that ever can keep God from loving us。
所以这没有任何环境或者我们任何的罪恶可以把神的爱隔绝掉。
There is nothing that any of us brothers or sisters could ever do that would separate us from God's love.
不管任何其他的任何弟兄姐妹不管做什么都不能使我们跟神的爱隔绝。
And that's because God wrote His love in red.
然后这就是说神把他的爱是用红红的大字写出来。
The ultimate gift that God could give was His Son to love us.
这个红红的就是他给了我们他自己唯一的孩子。
He died and shed His blood for our sins.
神的儿子为我们而死，为我们流血。
God loved us so much that He was willing to give His Son to forgive us.And to give us life eternal.
神爱我们这些世人到一个地步，他愿意把他的独生子赐给我们，然后赦免我们一切的罪业。
Another thing I discovered from the Bible is that God loves you even when you don't love Him.
另外一个事情我从圣经上知道说，神爱我们，甚至于我们不爱神。
God's love is eternal. Man's love is partial.
神的爱是永远的，人的爱是完全有限制的。
Even when we were faithless, God was still loving us.
就算我们对神没有那么大的信心，但是神仍然是在爱着我们。
Another thing I discovered about God's love is that God loves you when He is correcting you as well.
我另外一个发现就是说，神爱我们爱到当他在管教我们的时候，仍然是因为的爱是在管教我们。
In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, God corrects those whom He loves.
在旧约里面，在新约里面都提到，神所爱的他才管教。
The Bible tells us that discipline is an evidence of His love for us.
所以说，圣经上告诉我们说。神的管教就是证明神仍然爱我。
In fact, the Bible even says that if we do not go through times of correction, that we not, might not even be His child.
所以圣经上甚至告诉说，如果神不管教我们的话，他就不把我们当作他的孩子。
God's discipline is not punishment.
神的管教不是在责罚我们。
Rather, it's God's way of training us to walk in the path of righteousness.
神在管教我们的时候，不是在责罚我们，而且是要他引导我们走他的义路。
Well, let me just mention two more.
让我 最后再讲两个方向。
God's love will never let you go.
神的爱绝对不会就白白把你丢弃了。
God holds and keeps His children close.
神把他的儿女都是紧紧的抱住，紧紧的拥他，拥抱在他怀里。
Jesus said of those who follow Him.
耶稣说，凡是跟随他的人。
No one is able to take them out of my Father's hand.
没有人能够从他父天父的怀里把我们抢走。
Yes, we have a responsibility to stay close to God.
但是我们也有责任要那么样子跟神那么靠近。
But it is God's love that guarantees us that there's nothing that can ever separate us from Him.
所以这个是神的保证，说因为神的爱，没有任何世界上东西把我们与他的爱隔绝。
How interesting it is, once found, never lost.
所以这个是非常有趣，说一旦他找到你，你绝对不会被丢失了。
Another good news about God's love is that God loves you and wants you to be with Him forever.
另外一个好消息给弟兄姐妹说，神是爱你，神是绝对不会把你丢弃。
In John the 14th chapter, it tells us about God preparing a place for us.
也在约翰福音十四章说，神在天上给我们准备了那么好的住处。
Well, let me conclude by saying God's love changes everything.
所以在我最后总结起来说，神的爱把世界上所有东西都改变了。
It's a principle that runs throughout the New Testament.
这个是在新约里面的原则。
The Bible says, because God first loved us, we are able to love Him.
所以圣经上说，因为神先爱我们，所以我们才能够爱神。
And as a result, we're able to love others.
所以这个结果就让我们能够也去爱别人。
Well, let me ask you this question.
让我问一个问题。
How is it that people who did not love God on their own find themselves loving Him?
Say it again.
How is it that people who did not love God on their own find themselves loving Him?
怎么样子人可以发现我们不爱神，结果知道神爱他，对吧？
Or another way of asking is...
另外一个方面重新发问。
How is it that people that didn't love God can have a complete change of heart?
怎么样一个不爱神的人怎么能够改变他的心思？
It's because God's love changes everything.
因为什么？因为神的爱可以改变任何的环境。
Those who truly understand they are loved and forgiven.
那些真正知道那些人是被神所爱、被神所赦免的，
cannot help but love and forgive others.
不得不去爱旁人。
Love changes everything.
爱能够改变一切。
Love, God's love is beyond our understanding.
神的爱是超过我们能够理解的。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢 Pastor Jay 为我们传讲的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Jay.
Beautiful sermon, Jeff.